My guest at this time is J. Christian Adams. He's an election attorney who served in the voting rights section at the U.S. Justice Department. He was also a whistleblower in the early years of the Obama administration and has reported on numerous issues ranging from the Holder Justice Department's refusal to prosecute the New Black Panthers in the wake of the 2008 election to the Justice Department's actions in trying to stop voter ID laws from being enacted in states around the country. He's now the author of the brand new book, Crimes Against the Republic, How the Democratic Party's Voter Fraud is Fundamentally Transforming America. And Christian, it's always good to have you back.
Hi there.
I mentioned two things that have certainly made it into the headlines over the past few years, the voter intimidation, as well as the debate over the voter ID laws and other ways to verify that the people who should be voting are the ones who actually are voting. What are some of the other ways that you believe this is happening that we're not hearing about as much?
Well, we have millions of people on the voter rolls who are not eligible to vote, millions of people who are not actually valid registrations, and absolutely nothing is being done about that from the government's perspective. Only private organizations have done anything about it. Eric Holder, of course, is the attorney general who could do something about it, but does not.
And when you say there are people who shouldn't be on there, are we talking dead people? Are we talking people who aren't eligible to vote? Who's making up this group that shouldn't be on the rolls?
Well, all of the above. There's dead people. There are foreigners. There are non-citizens. There are people who are duplicate registrations. They registered in more than one state. Sometimes they even vote in more than one state, like Wendy Rosen did, who was actually a Democratic nominee for Congress in Maryland. And it was discovered that she was voting in Maryland and voting in Florida simultaneously.
What do we know about how often people who shouldn't be on actually do vote?
Well, we don't know because we don't know how prevalent it is. But we know it does happen. And that's the big point. Does it happen? Do people cast ballots who are not entitled to cast ballots? The answer to that question is unequivocally yes. And the answer to that problem is to get the voter rolls cleaned up.
And how does that begin?
For starters, is states need to start cleaning their lists. They need to start using all of the tools available to clean voter lists now.
And is this something that states can do, or is this the Justice Department kind of holding all state officials at bay because they don't want it changed? What's the best way to answer that question?
Well, this is something the Justice Department seems perfectly comfortable with. The status quo is something the department is totally comfortable with. Why that is not something I have an answer to.
Well, in other words, if somebody who's a Secretary of State, say, in Florida or Georgia, anywhere in the country, says, look, I think there's a problem here, I'm going to clean these out, is that something they have the latitude to do, or are they beholden to the Justice Department to get permission to do that?
Well, private individuals could always sue, as I am in places like Zavala County, Texas. But it's up to a more systematic process to keep these voter rolls cleaned up.
In terms of the margins, and as you said before, it's hard to know exactly how many people are doing this, but in some of the materials that go along with your book, it says, look, we've got a lot of very close Senate races expected to happen in November, and that'll determine control of the U.S. Senate. Is there any way to gauge how close a race would need to be impacted by flawed voting rolls that allow so many dead people and others that shouldn't be allowed to vote to have that chance?
Well, that's easy. I can give you two words, Al Franken. Al Franken is in the United States Senate because of voter fraud. He won that contest by 312 votes, but in fact there was 1,099 illegal votes cast by felons. And every single felon who was contacted by the Minnesota media said that he voted for Al Franken. So we have a senator in the U.S. Senate because of voter fraud. And guess what? That senator was the 60th vote for Obamacare. So we actually have Obamacare because of voter fraud.
Why don't we hear more about this from Republicans?
Well, I can't speak for the Republican Party, but I can tell you things like the Indiana Attorney General, Greg Zeller, actually defended this. He was sued by Judicial Watch and True the Vote for having dirty voter rolls, or actually the state was sued, and he put up a vigorous defense and, fought back. So in many places, Republicans are part of the problem.
Do you get the sense that this is largely, as we explained before, people who actually exist but shouldn't be allowed to vote? Or when it comes to the matter of dead people, perhaps, are there people posing as others and casting votes?
No, I just think it's dirty voter rolls. I mean, certainly some people are casting votes for dead people. That's clear and unequivocal. That's occurring in the country. But the voter rolls are just dirty and unclean because of lack of cleanup.
How coordinated do you believe that this is on the part of the Democrats?
Not at all. I think it doesn't need to be coordinated. But this is not some part of this is not some sort of centralized, coordinated effort. This is just simply laziness, atrophy, and refusal to do your job.
On the part of state officials, the Justice Department, who's the one?
Sure, exactly. State officials, the Justice Department, election officials. This isn't some sort of coordinated from central command.
What's supposed to happen when someone submits voter registration? Somebody goes out, signs up people who aren't registered to vote. They submit those, I assume, to local or state officials. What is supposed to happen to those lists?
Well, nothing. They just get put on the rolls. I mean, they aren't verified. When states like Florida try to do the citizenship verification, or states like Georgia, all of these groups, including Eric Holder, sprung up to sue them to try to stop them from checking to see if they were really citizens. So the states that do try to check for verification frequently find themselves on the bad end of a lawsuit.
A couple different developments, Christian, that have taken place, I guess, in the last decade or two, mainly, that some believe are also contributing to this. One is Election Day registration, and so there's not a lot of time, obviously, to verify that, as well as early voting. How do those play in?
Well, Election Day registration is the bigger problem, and that's how Al Franken won the election, is because all of these felons showed up to vote, and they registered to vote, but they weren't eligible to. So Election Day registration makes it hard to police the validity of who's casting ballots.
Last question here. Let's talk solutions. Obviously, your book is looking at that as well. You talked about how this is a problem that both Democrats and Republicans are engaged in. So what needs to happen to light the fire to have responsible public officials do their jobs here?
Well, awareness is the first step. I mean, you know, knowing where the problems are, having elected officials like, for example, Scott Gessler, Colorado Secretary of State, Brian Kemp, Georgia, Tom Scheckler in Louisiana, having secretaries of state who know what the problem is and being willing to fix it are step one.
We'll obviously have some opportunity, if there are some very close races, to surmise what the impact might have been due to these sloppy voting rolls. Christian, thank you very much for your time.
All right, bye-bye.
J. Christian Adams is an election attorney who served in the voting rights section at the U.S. Department of Justice. He is also author of Crimes Against the Republic, How the Democratic Party's Voter Fraud is Fundamentally Transforming America. I'm Greg Corumbus, reporting for Radio America.